Have courage, my boy, to say no. A devotional hymn. But first, Joshua chapter 23, verse 6 and 7. Be therefore very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, that you turn not aside therefrom to the right hand or to the left, that you come not among these nations, that these that remain among you, neither make mention of the name of their gods, nor cause to swear by them, neither serve them, nor bow yourself unto them, but cleave unto the Lord your God, as ye have done unto this day. You're starting, my boy, on life's journey along the grand highway of life. You'll meet with a thousand temptations. Each city with evil is rife. This world is a stage of excitement. There's danger wherever you go. But if you are tempted to weakness, have courage, my boy, to say no. Have courage, my boy, to say no. Have courage, my boy, to say no. Have courage, my boy. Have courage, my boy. Have courage, my boy, to say no. In courage, my boy, lies your safety. When you the long journey begin, your trust in a heavenly Father will keep you unspotted from sin. Temptation will go on increasing as streams from a rivulet flow. But if you'd be true to your manhood, have courage, my boy, to say no. Have courage, my boy, to say no. Have courage, my boy, to say no. Have courage, my boy. Have courage, my boy. Have courage, my boy, to say no. Be careful in choosing companions. Seek only the brave and the true. And stand by your friends when in trial, ne'er changing the old for the new. And when by false friends you are tempted, the taste of the wine cup to know, with firmness, with patience and kindness, have courage, my boy, to say no. Have courage, my boy, to say no. Have courage, my boy, to say no. Have courage, my boy. Have courage, my boy. Have courage, my boy, to say no. The scriptures teach us that it takes courage to say no. It is easy in this day and age, as it has been in the past, to go along with the crowd as this world pushes on, pushes the youth on for homosexuality, transgenderism, and a host of other things. It takes godly courage to hold out, to stick to your faith and convictions, and let none of these things move you. Not the peer pressure from others outside, even for Christians that are older and older adults, having courage to say no. You have to have courage when it comes to your business relationships. Have courage to say no. When it comes to the world testing your honesty and integrity, that you are willing to have courage to tell the world no. When you are tempted to drink booze, when you are tempted to seek the affections of the opposite sex and are pushed toward a worldly relationship, that you, like Joseph, run out of the place. Joshua warned them to make no marriages with them, make no mention of their gods. You are to cleave unto the Lord your God, not unto inordinate affections. You are to run from them. Joshua said, make no marriages with them. Stay away from them. Be very courageous. Have courage to say no. Parents should teach their children by telling them no and having scriptural reasons for doing so. You know what happens to the man that does not say no? Then God will no more drive out the enemies of the land from you. You will have no strength to stand before your enemies. You will have no strength to stand before sin when you give in to sin. Therefore, you must exercise in practice and have courage to say no.